AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. At a federal courthouse in Miami later today, Donald Trump is expected to become the first former president to face a judge on federal charges. There are 37 felony counts that accuse Trump of retaining classified records that prosecutors say could have jeopardized national security if exposed, then tried to hide them from investigators who wanted them back. The AP's Josh Goodman is outside the courthouse.
There's only about 50 Trump supporters and maybe a smaller number of people who have come here to celebrate this historic occasion. And they're pretty well behaved. They're chanting loudly, but everyone is pretty well behaved right now and outnumbered by far by the large security presence and presence of media.
In Washington, in the House, New York Republican Elise Stefanik says the unequal application of justice by President Biden's Justice Department must be stopped.
The Biden administration continues to egregiously weaponize the federal government against Joe Biden's top political opponent. This abuse of power is rotting out numerous federal agencies.
California Democrat Pete Aguilar points out more than 50 Republicans in the House are endorsing Donald Trump for president.
Their posture is troubling. It's deeply troubling to read tweets like Clay Higgins, which basically, you know, tells folks to stand back and stand by. You know, for those of us who were, you know, in the chamber on January 6th, we view this as from a very dangerous perspective.
The autopsy report of Olympic sprinter Tori Bowie concludes she died from complications of childbirth. Bowie, who won 3 medals at the 2016 Rio Games, was found dead last month. She was 32. The government says consumer price growth slowed last month, though underlying inflation measures stayed high. The Federal Reserve is expected to leave interest rates alone. This is AP News. Paul McCartney says artificial intelligence was used to create what he calls the last Beatles record. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
Paul McCartney is all in favor of artificial intelligence. He tells the BBC that Peter Jackson, the director of the 2021 documentary The Beatles Get Back, used AI to separate John Lennon's voice from an old demo. McCartney says that gave them a pure vocal to mix for a song to be released later this year. McCartney did not name the song, but the BBC says it's likely an unfinished 1978 track called Now and Then. McCartney also says AI is how he was able to duet virtually with Lennon in concert at the Glastonbury Festival last year. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
State police in Vermont say actor Treat Williams was killed in a motorcycle crash. Williams' 50-year career included starring roles in the TV series Everwood and the movie Hair. He had a recurring role on TV's Blue Bloods. Treat Williams was 71. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.